This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Why Ike biotech scientists are losing the communication war. When science goes silent, misinformation fills the room. What happened? Agricultural biotechnology is one of the most consequential scientific fields of our time. Yet most people cannot explain what it does or why it matters. A recent piece from Cities and Digital points to a growing recognition among scientists and communicators that technical complexity is not the real problem. The real problem is that the people who understand the science have largely failed to explain it to the people who need to hear it. The communication angle. Start with the failure, because that is where the lesson lies. Scientists working in agricultural biotechnology built their messaging for other scientists. They used precision language, loaded terms, and dense framing that made perfect sense inside a laboratory and zero sense at a dinner table. That choice, conscious or not, handed the microphone to critics who had no such hesitation about plain language. Here is what actually happens when experts go quiet or go technical. The audience does not wait. They find answers somewhere else, and those answers are rarely neutral. Doubt does not need facts. It only needs a vacuum. Agricultural biotech created a vacuum for decades, and misinformation moved in and furnished the place. The communication failure here is specific. It is not a lack of information. It is a mismatch between the language of the source and the language of the audience. Scientists kept explaining the mechanism when people were asking about the consequence. Nobody worried about gene sequences. They worried about whether their food was safe, whether small farmers would be pushed out, whether corporations were running the show. Those are human questions. They deserved human answers. They got technical briefings instead. What effective science communication looks like in this space is straightforward. You lead with the problem the technology solves, not the technology itself. You say this crop resists drought so farmers in dry regions can actually feed their families, before you say anything about modified genetic material. You put the person before the process. Then, and only then, do you earn the right to explain the how. The communicators who get this right share one habit: they test their message on someone outside their field before they deliver it publicly. If that person cannot repeat the core idea back in their own words, the message is not ready. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on translating expertise covers the specific technique of consequence-first framing, how to identify the one outcome your audience actually cares about, and build your entire explanation backward from that point. It is the difference between a message that informs and one that actually moves people. The takeaway. Before your next explanation of any complex topic, write one sentence that answers this question from your audience's point of view. Why should I care about this today? If you cannot write that sentence in under 15 words, you do not understand your own message well enough to deliver it yet. Go back. Find the human consequence. Lead with that. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.